Focus on Africa.
In today's Focus on Africa, RFI's William Niebuhr takes us to Sierra Leone, where a high court ruling revoking the parliamentary seats of leading opposition MPs has sparked a deep political crisis in the country.
In the ruling, the Freetown High Court annulled the election of 10 opposition lawmakers for alleged breaches of the electoral law during the March 2018 legislative polls. Several Sierra Leone newspapers report that the verdict meant that 9 of the deputies were to be kicked out immediately and replaced by candidates of the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party, which had come second in last year's elections. The decision left the ruling SLPP with 58 seats and the opposition All People's Congress at 57, wiping out the majority they had held in the chamber, thereby prompting an outbreak of clashes between APC supporters and the police in the streets of Freetown. The clashes ruined a stakeholders' meeting convened in Freetown by the government to discuss dialogue between the country's political parties. Amadou Lambrana Ba is Deputy Head of News and Current Affairs with the African Young Voices Media Group in Freetown. He spoke to RFI about the worsening standoff between the country's main political parties, starting with his account of what triggered the latest outbreak of violence in the capital.
Well, actually, the conference you referencing happened over a week ago, but the opposition actually did not attend that meeting. They cited a lot of stuff, including this court matter. They were saying they should drop them if indeed the government wanted them to attend the peace and cohesion conference. So fast forward, supporters of the opposition party now, which has the majority in parliament, barricaded their party offices. And then police came dispersing these people. It became violent. Some of the supporters were throwing stones at them, bottles, and they had to fire tear gas canisters into the building. They arrested over 100, and this includes senior party officials and a sitting member of parliament. Yesterday evening, a source at the police told me that these senior party members have been released on bail. He was a former minister as well, a former youth minister. Police said they have charged 38 or so people and they are still trying to process the others.
There is a controversy going on about fake blood propaganda. It's gone viral on social media in Sierra Leone. What's it all about?
Also, yesterday we woke up to a video. God knows who did it, but the person is claiming that people were not damaged. It's just them painting themselves with some red substance to lie at the police. But honestly, I actually saw people who sustained injuries, and some of them were still at the CID.
Amadou Lamra Ba, Deputy Head of News and Current Affairs with the African Young Voices Media Group, on the line from Freetown. There's a growing controversy over the ruling, with critics of the government screaming that they probably manipulated the High Court to deliver its verdict outside the set mandate. Femi Claudius Cole is leader of Sierra Leone's New Unity Party in Freetown. I asked her what she makes of the accusations.
I mean, that's the way it looks and that's the way it smells. Imagine that somebody who was democratically elected, now you have said, okay, that person is not eligible, was not eligible to stand. That person had 2,000 votes. And the person who came a close second had 10 votes. I don't see how you can say this is proper representation. Is this democratic? Why not have all the seats go to a by-election? Why should the government be uncomfortable with that decision? It should go to a by-election if we're preaching peace, fair play, and inclusive governance.
The influential Kokorioko newspaper warns in a recent article about a systematic campaign by President Bio's government to eliminate people from some tribes, regions, communities from positions in the civil service and government institutions. Did you observe that as well?
Well, there have been mass sackings. There has been. And that was something in an economy in dire straits as ours is. You wonder if your concern and your commitment to getting into office was for the people of Sierra Leone. If one begs to wonder, how does mass sackings play into that manifesto? How does that play into what you were saying when we were campaigning? You know how our societies are. For one person working, they support like 5. So when in one office you get rid of 200 or so people, you're ending like 1,000 people without food. If there were people who were already in those jobs that were not qualified, you can have them do an assessment. But when you do a mass sacking, as what they have been doing, then people think you're doing a cleansing. You're getting rid of people of another political party by default, people from another region, etc. So how does that go well for a peaceful, stable economy that people can feel comfortable investing in?
President Bio is currently on an official visit to the United Kingdom for talks with investors, I understand. Do you have any news yet about the business chiefs he's due to meet during his stay in London?
No, actually I haven't. And I'm very curious to see what kind of truth it would yield. I mean, Sierra Leone is crying out for investors, make no mistake. But are we creating an enabling environment? And are we talking the talk, but we're not walking the walk? I am anxious to see what fruit it will actually yield.
The trip comes amid a warning by some Sierra Leone newspapers like The Telegraph that honest investors on the ground are packing their bags and leaving because of corruption and the porosity of the rule of law.
If I was an investor, I would be uneasy. I'm being truthful. If I was an investor and I'm looking at Sierra Leone, I would wonder, the image that those who travel abroad are portraying, is that the image on the ground? Would I be able to go to Sierra Leone and get a freehold on a piece of land and invest my factory? Would I get returns? Or would there be instability? Time when the election cycle comes around, am I going to have to pack up all my people and leave? So are we creating the enabling environment? That's my question. It's fine to talk, but it's better if we're actually doing what we say we're doing.
Several analysts in your country cite the acquisition of Sierra Leone's largest iron ore mining company, African Minerals Limited, by China's Shandong Iron and Steel, as the latest evidence of how the interests of people in power tie perfectly with those of Beijing's industrial cartel. Is that your opinion as well?
I cannot lie. I have an unease about the love the Chinese have for Africa and their investment in Africa. If you were to really look at the companies that are operating now, we have incidences. Even recently, there's an incident of a Chinese person, you know, actually commandeering the police to actually beat somebody up. I have an unease because how much are the public made aware? What are the contracts we're signing? What are we committing our country to? What are we committing the next generation to? It's sort of kind of cloudy. So as much as I'm not in that sector to be able to really see, actually have privilege to preview our contracts, the bridge that they're planning on building, the toll gate, who's collecting? How much are we collecting? It's not transparent. It isn't. So I hope we're not mortgaging ourselves from one colonial master to another. I am sometimes very worried.
Femi Claudius Cole, leader of Sierra Leone's New Unity Party, on the line from Freetown. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you very much.
That report by RFI's William Niebuhr.